Age of Vision radio show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision radio show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear.
Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Vision radio show. Thank you for joining us. Today is June 9th, 2017. Woohoo! My last day of school this term. Now the finals. It's 8 o'clock in the morning here on the Pacific Coast. And I want to thank you for joining us and thanking you for reminding your friends and family to find us on the internet at UCY.TV/AOF. They can hear us also live on TuneIn Radio. Just type in UCY-TV. You can find our station. So, and, of course, the podcasts are always on YouTube after the show, after about a half an hour. So thanks for joining us. This morning we have a new guest, and it is my honor. I met this woman at on another radio show. I was asked to be part of a radio confluence show with Jeff Incensi, who I've had on here, and we had a great conversation when he was interviewed. In fact, I'm going to interview him again pretty soon. But I met Maya. Maya is just a citizen journalist, a smart woman, knows a lot of stuff. Turns out we were on the radio. She didn't say much, but like we got each other completely. And I asked her to be on with me. She said she was like jumping up and down about Serco, Serco, Serco. And I'm like, huh? Like, say what? I know a lot about 9/11, to be honest. I thought I understood the whole deal. She's like, they're like, Serco. And I'm like, turns out she lives near a military facility. So I guess she understands a little military a whole lot more than me, because I don't, and stay away from all of that. Like, personally, you know, you guys know my political views. So anyways, Maya, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, Lonnie, for having me. That was a very nice introduction. I appreciate that.
Well, it's well-deserved.
None of it's true.
No, it's all well-deserved. You're not allowed to say negative things around me. That's like, you know how I'm picky about words? That's another one of those habits that we've been trained in this country. Like, talk bad about yourself, call everybody crazy, and, you know, say, I don't know, I don't think I can, oh, I'm worried about it, oh, I'm stressed out. Like, fuck that language. Excuse my language first thing in the morning. But no, their paradigm is not ours. We get to choose it, and there is... happiness is resistance. That's what I mean by that. sort of a philosophical point of view. I guess on the other side of the fence, what the heck is Serco?
Well, let me start off by saying that I am actually, I live in Maryland. I don't live near a military base, but I mean, I live near lots of them. So I'm also conveniently located almost exactly 20 miles from Baltimore and 20 miles from D.C. So I've always had a particular concern for my children and my safety. And I'm a bit of an anarchist and a bit of a researcher. So, and I should give due credit well, where credit is due, credit for my whole Serco, it's S-E-R-C-O, Serco, goes to Abel Danger, A-B-E-L Danger on YouTube, Field McConnell, who is the next pilot. He's amazing. Anyway.
Wait a minute, Abel Danger, that's a YouTube channel?
A-B-E-L, yes, correct. And he's the one, because there was a point in my life where I was going through a separation, divorce with my ex-husband, and I didn't know what else to do, so I just started going down these crazy rabbit holes, and Serco was my biggest one, which is thankfully how I landed on the show. But the funny part, if you hear wind, I apologize. I didn't have some great jobs. I've had some really crappy jobs lately. So I've gone to a passion, which is organic farming. So I'm sitting on an organic farm doing this interview, looking at the mountains where Camp David is. So for sure, I found that to be absolutely ironic. But
do you wear a scarf over your face when you're outside?
No, I'm a sucker.
I mean, if I lived where you lived, I would wear a scarf or a face mask 100% of the time. I'm not joking. I'm serious. The radioactivity, you guys are bombed over there with radio. We don't need World War III. We have enough radioactivity on this planet right now. We are annihilating. The birds and the animals are dropping off like flies. Yep. And so are humans. Humans are just in hospitals. I mean, in poor countries, people are dropping off like flies. We're like, oh, gee, that's too bad. Only here we get to shuttle them away in hospitals. And so nobody sees it, you know?
Yeah, it's not good. And I know I'm definitely in a bad area. And
explain to me what Serco is. We have less than an hour now. Well, I'm counting down the time, so I want to know.
Okay, let's do this. Okay, so Serco, again, S-E-R-C-O, is, and even Abby Martin has done a show on this.
You don't have to justify it. Just tell us what it is. It's okay.
Well, it's the biggest company that no one knows about. And I jump up and down about them because they are absolutely positively running this country, the UK, lots of other countries. So really? I'll just run down the list of, okay, here, I'll give you this first. This is from their website. They're the leading provider of public services, defense, justice, and immigration, transport, health and citizen services delivered in the UK, Europe, North America, Asia Pacific, and the Middle East. And that's why I get so angry that no one's ever heard of them, because they have their hands in absolutely everything that affects our lives on a daily basis. And they're just a nefarious, horrible company.
Do you know who Edward Casey is?
I do.
He's on their board of directors.
He is on their board of directors. I have. And Irwin, DeCincy, some really incredible names that you hear over and over and over again.
Well, right now, their current board of directors for 2017, it says Serco, S-E-R-C-O, right, Serco Group. I think this is, it's in industrials. I'm looking at their directors.
Rupert Soames, right.
Roy Gardner, Rupert Soames, Angus Cockburn.
Let me stop you right there. Rupert Soames is Churchill's grandson.
Wow.
And you'd never know that because you have to do a lot of what you don't like me to say, listen, but
okay, so I'm going to read these names. Yes. Angus Cockburn, Edward Casey, who he was the director of CIA, wasn't he?
Maureen Baginski.
David Evelay. That's who they say. David Evelay. Evelay. E-V-E-L-E-I-G-H.
Yep.
Rachel Lomax. John Rishton. Michael Clasper. C-L-A-S-P-E-R. Ralph Cosby. Angie Risley, who is that? And Stuart Ford.
I don't know that one.
Who is Stuart Ford? What Ford is Stuart Ford?
Well, I guarantee you it's a Ford.
That's a for sure.
200,000 subsidiaries and partnerships. And, you know, Serco is the main company. They were incorporated in Virginia, but
do they get most of our tax dollars? Are they involved in practically
absolutely everything? From here's what the branches that services provide. And I also want to preface this. I've been really busy with all these jobs I've had lately. So the last time I really dug into this was 2016. But the branches that Serco provides services to for the United States are the U.S. Army, FAA, well, the Ministry of Ontario, not the United States, U.S. Navy, U.S. Air, Homeland Security, Marines, Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board, U.S. Patent and Trademark, U.S. Department of State, Intelligence. They fight counter cyber terrorism. They embrace government mission as their passion. Private prisons, transport. They also have, they were awarded a contract for $125 billion for Obamacare. Their health, they did all of the school, you know, changing everything over, the education, the transport, science and defense, essential services. I mean, it's absolutely 16 countries, seven, they have immigration centers. They run every military base. They run the largest prisons. The FAA, they, as of 2016, they had 54 towers, air traffic control towers. They run all of the railroads, all the rail networks in the UK and the United States. It's absolutely mind-boggling. But they hide because they just have different names. They just have 16,000 different subsidiaries. And because I'm in Maryland, and because they incorporated in Maryland, initially I was able to trace all of these things. And I was like, what is going on? Mm. And they're traced back to the corporation that runs them, or that I guess would be the top of the umbrella, or the top of the triangle would be something called the Corporation Trust Incorporated, which was...
Say that again, what's it called?
Yeah, the Corporation Trust Incorporated. Now, you know that they call the United States the corporation, that we're a corporation now, the Corporation Trust Incorporated. I can't prove this, but I absolutely 100% believe that that is the shadow government. That's who's running it. It's the Corporation Trust, which is Serco, which is the CCA, which is the Correction Corporation of America that runs all the prisons. They run all of just everything from to streetlights.
This is why Jeff Sessions pushed really hard to have the private corporations. Like, they've overturned this. We've gone back into private prisons for profit now.
Right, right. And CCA, which is Serco, a division of Serco, it's the Correction Corporation of America. Same board members on there that you'll see on Serco, that you'll see on the Corporation Trust Incorporated. You know, like I said, Rupert Soames is Winston Churchill's grandson. The Soames brothers are just bad. But it was Serco was actually incorporated in 1921 as RCA.
Mm.
RCA, our radio service. You know, that's and as I'm sitting in the middle of the field,
see, this
with my
is the
notes
thing.
Flowing.
These people that have planned this, they think that these are eugenicists. You know what I've come to
correct.
The conclusion? I don't know if you disagree with me, but it hit me like a ton when I was actually, and I recommend somebody go, you can research it now, it's on the internet. The first Secret City was played on the PBS station in St. Louis, and I got a link to that podcast, and I watched the first Secret City that C.D. Mm-hmm. Stelzer and did with his partner, Angela Carrick, I believe that's her name, and they worked on this for 5 years. It is an outstanding documentary that explains what the heck happened in St. Louis, how they really did know when they were doing what they did to St. Louis. It's the heart of America. They buried 200,000 tons of highly radioactive contaminant material. And then they moved 200,000, and then now what's the problem is they found 50,000 tons that was illegally buried and forgotten and made a profit of, and now it's in the landfill, and now the landfill's on fire, and it's a horrible mess there. But
yeah, there's a facility that is already...
I think they're doing genetic mutation on us.
Well,
if you read Daniel Estulin,
you would find out Daniel Estulin has written I can't think of the name of the book, but I know the author, and I absolutely
that's his theory. Yeah, it's the only because brilliant. I listen to Jules. Do you listen to the show before mine? You probably don't, but I seriously recommend you listening to it. Our producer Jules, as one of the best shows on this station, I have to say. I'm going to tout her show. It's called For the First Cup. And when you look for the podcast, it's kind of got a brown, like mine is bright yellow, hers is brown. So it has like brown with a, this, I kind of just go by generalities because I'm pretty visually impaired, right? So like to me, that's how I see it when I first glance at it. But it's Before the First Cup, and it's, she reads and reports on all this, the AI, the biotech engineering, the super tech stuff that I couldn't even comprehend. She reads these stories and sort of explains it for people like me who don't comprehend it. Like she'll like gets all outraged going, do you know that blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, no, wow, that's pretty interesting.
Well, there can be like information overload, you know, and sometimes I go on that, and that's why I've kind of taken a break from.
Well, I'll tell you what, I love her show. I listen to it when I'm working because the other night, after I was watching the first Secret City, I sort of all tied it together. Like, this is why there's another brand new show on the station that talks about this also. So I really believe this is eugenics. I think that they knew 30 years ago that they knew that they would permeate the planet with radioactivity, but it was worth the risk because they wanted to see if they could mutate humans to be stronger and better. And they knew all they had to do was ignore all the sound advice from the scientists. And oops, too late. Here we are.
That's well, it seems to be a bit of a crazy time right now with, I again, I'm an anarchist, so I don't believe in any political party. And it really disturbs me, the reaction that people have to
same old.
But you know what, I think there's a lot to that.
You think that we need to have no governmental structure?
I do.
I don't. I guess it happens.
What do they do for us? Like, what are they doing for
us? What the reason they're not doing for us is because nobody participates in the system. I went to a school last week. I went to this thing that I heard about in school. I was interviewing my professor for this radio show, and he mentioned Democracy School. He said, oh, they're having one. It happens to be in Eugene this year. And I'm like, wow, really? And so I went to it. And you know what I learned? The reason they're doing it is the way our Constitution was built. We live in the stew. We're not going to like...
If you can stick to that, the Constitution, that I believe in.
Yes, but the only way to take it back is by participation.
But who participates? Most people are just like, hey, I'm going to watch football this weekend.
But you know why they don't participate? Because people are not getting knocked at the door and say, hey, by the way, do you know this is really the reality? This was shock the daylights. In fact, I sent an email to some of the people at St. Louis and urged them to look into this. The reason that communities do not have the right to override corporations is on the pyramid of scales, the state, corporations, and the federal government are all equals. The municipalities, and hence the people, the population, we are subordinate to the state. So the only way to overcome that is to create a petition so that you create a bill of rights for your little county, your little state, asserting your rights, your bill of rights, and they're out there. And you pass the bill of rights, you get enough signatures, you talk to the city council, say, hey, look, if we can get enough signatures, we want you to pass this, and they'll say, okay, we'll do it. And so then you get this thing passed, you go out and knock on doors and explain, the reason we can't stop the fracking is we don't have any rights. So we want to sign this bill and force them to give us our rights. Here in Oregon, they did that out on, and it's called Newport, Oregon. It's a monumental case. They used the Constitution of Oregon in a little snippet that said, we have a right to a healthy life in Oregon.
Right.
Herbicides don't, but they got their Bill of Rights as a municipality first, right? And the state, because of that clause, agreed that, so now they banned aerial spraying in their area.
Well, what I should say to you, too, is right now, I just believe that the entire Washington, D.C., which, you know, the District of Criminals,
yes,
should just
to
be toppled
honest.
Over. It's a cesspool of
non-fixable. You know what? That doesn't matter. We still,
but locally,
has
we
to
need
come
that.
Up in
no,
the rubble,
no.
Maya.
We need local government. We need local government. I tell my children, both of them actively involved in politics, please just go be on the school board. Go do something that's local.
Look, why don't, this is the thing. call up the community. I seriously encourage everybody to call up. I'm going to have them on. I'm waiting to get through final so I can call up several people to have them join my radio show. But CELDEF, Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund.org. They will talk to you and help your community learn how to create the language, understand the issues, and help you talk to you about what your issues are, and then how to work with your local government. And be, frankly, expect your local government to be just as fucking corrupt as the people in Washington, D.C. Right. Here in Eugene, we have a city manager who decides to spend the money the way he decides it, no matter how the city council vote sometimes.
Well, that is the problem, is that people are too busy, they're too poor. I mean, we're kind of stuck.
And we're also trained to not get engaged. This is the thing, we're trained.
I think that's changing, and I'll just say this, I think that of late, all of the craziness that you see politically is
it's
the tractor going by.
I'm going to object to that.
It's introducing people to the craziness.
I object to that work. It's not crazy, it's treason. It's un-American.
Absolutely. Okay, well, I didn't know how. I was trying to be a little bit politically correct. No.
Maya, you know me. I am seriously, like, if you use the word crazy in a language to me, that is seriously propaganda.
Well, you said chemtrails, vaccine.
I know.
There's four platforms I stand on.
I know the correct term is geoengineering, but you want to know what I found out about geoengineering? This is hilarious. I'm like, oh my God, this had to have come out of 350.org or, you know, like, who are they called? The Greenpeace people. The geoengineering, we were told in my environmental politics class, is a they're doing it as
a positive thing, right?
A solution to carbon. Yep. It's a last-ditch effort to keep the carbon out because we need to pollute the skies so that we... I'm like, I object to that completely. We're lab rats. That is not an answer.
Well,
environmentalists, you think that's okay to pour aluminum on everything.
Right. And they just... NASA, last week, and again, because of where I live. Now, I've been... Okay, so what I was saying earlier is there's four platforms I stand on. Serco, vaccines, chemtrails, and, you know, just calling out the truth in the government. Like, I'm not so much as an anarchist as I just want people to wake up and realize what's going on. So last Friday, and being out on this organic farm, I'm like, wow, the skies are beautiful. This is an amazing day. And then do you know what I found out the next day, which I was completely unaware of, is that the Bilderberg Conference was being held in Chantilly. Every person that came off of that plane said, oh, well, we're going to talk about the weather. We're going to talk about the weather. The weather's beautiful here. And I went, you sons of bitches. You stopped the chemtrails just because of the Bilderberg Conference and all of the elite coming in for that bullshit. And then Sunday...
Of course they did.
I was furious. So I don't know what to say.
You know what, though?
It's awakening.
Imagine,
it's sad.
Geoengineering is actually being sold to college students as a solution.
Well, the college students should look into when they closed HARP and when the geoengineering really started as a whole, because I'm pretty sure that they screwed up everything relating to the actual weather that did occur on its own. HARP was shut down in 2015, I think, and then sold to a Canadian university. And ever since then, they've been spraying the shit out of the skies. And that I'm, again, completely sure that there's a connection there. Why would we shut down HARP? It's supposed to help that was supposed to do all of that, and it didn't. And then one day they just shut it down right after Fukushima. Again, Jack Blood, one of my heroes, always says there's no such thing as a coincidence, and there isn't.
Well, there are coincidences, but this is not.
Not.
Like, that's the issue.
Not.
There are
Marie
coincidences.
McGinsky.
And usually even coincidences are sort of meant to happen, you know, like things don't just, I mean, there's that law of, the random law, but then there is actual logical things. So Serco, tell us more about the Serco, because I kind of got off on a tangent about this.
That's okay.
These names about the board of directors. I'm like, say what?
Yeah, if you look at that, that is
Edward Casey?
Yes. Irwin. Now, the Mark Irwin, you know, he had, this is from 2015, but the shares of stock was like 227,000. Irwin Financial, Keating 5. All of that ties together. Anybody can look that up. But there is one that I want to make sure I get out. One point I want to make sure I get out. Maureen Baginski, B-A-G-I-N-S-K-I. She was the director of the FAA on 9/11. And this is for you, Jeff, if you ever hear this interview. Of course, I'll bring up 9/11 just for him. Maureen Baginski was the director of the FAA when those planes hit those towers. And she, of course, resigned afterwards, or, you know, or her term had ended. Oh, she went right to the board of Serco. And as the vice president of international business or whatever. But again, why does our FAA director then go sit on the board of Serco? I think there's something nefarious going on there. So a lot of it you can't prove. You can't. The research is hard to find. It's buried. They're really good at only putting out positive things. But because I live in Maryland and because the Corporation Trust is incorporated in the state of Maryland, I was able to trace all the way back to 1929 all of the name changes, the divisions, the partnerships, it would bore anyone. But what I think may not be as boring to know is who sits with their shareholders. The Bank of New York, Mellon Corporation, Lloyds Banking, Fidelity International, Newton, Phoenix Group Holdings. Hold on. Let me just go to another paper here. Kind of hard sitting in. I'm literally sitting in the middle of a field under an umbrella, so it's kind of funny. Hold on one sec. You can talk while I'm looking if
that's
you want.
That's all right. I'm just looking. I'm trying to Google some images on Serco on their subsidiaries.
We never use Google. Always use a Star
I
page.
Know.
S-T-A-R page. Google's only going to give you what they want you to have. And
I know, but I love to do it. I know that they do. I have Start Page, but I always do like to see what they pop up on their images. I think
I fight with my kids. Yeah, nothing to hide.
they still, when I don't trust SmartPage, the most private, I don't believe that. If they want to see it, they have technology. It doesn't matter.
I'm not worried about them seeing it. What I'm worried about is what comes up when you actually do research. Yeah, so Bank of America, BlackRock, JP Morgan Chase, the Boeing, Lockheed Martin, Boeing Commercial Air.
They own those. That's their.
Those are shareholders, correct? Those are shareholders
okay.
in the nuclear arms division of Serco, which also, they're just in everything. If you see Swiss Army Knife, I mean that's Serco. There's a division of. But you'd have to trace all these names. And honest to God, if I read it to you,
you know,
so
what's
boring,
really
like,
weird about it is when you have a company where you can't find their subsidiaries very easily, something is
right. It's really hard to
mean, you should be able to find out about a company within a few looks and stuff like that. Let's look at
every state school in England. They run every hospital. They control the cesium clock. I don't know if you know what that is, but that is the time for the entire world. And Serco is in charge of the cesium clock. So let's just say they wanted to take 4 seconds off of the clock and crash some planes at some towers and have a couple of seconds, you know, to change the way things, they run that. They also do that with their air traffic control. They set the time. They run border control. They protect the nuclear arsenals. They run the UK ballistic missile defense system.
They call themselves the world-class provider of public services.
Right, and since 1994...
Delivering superb public service and having seen contracts where we provide outstanding results for our clients and service users.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading from the chairman's statement myself, Sir Roy Gardner, chairman.
This makes me so mad.
It is Sir Roy Gardner to you, ma'am.
You know,
You want to hear their mission statement? CERCO serves governments and other bodies who serve the public and protect their nation's interest. We focus on five sectors of public service: defense, justice and immigration, transport, health and citizen services, and deliver these internationally from our operating units in the UK and Europe, North America, Asia Pacific, and the Middle East. We have clear values of capital T, trust, capital C, care, capital I, innovation, and capital P, pride, which underpin how we operate.
They also own a lot of security services, and they were in charge of security when JFK was assassinated. Since 1929, since right when we had what? The Federal Reserve. So there you go.
So they were put in place by the bankers, essentially.
Well, RCA, which was a radio corporation, I think back then they controlled, you know, it's mind-boggling is what it is. And if you went down the rabbit hole...
started in 1929? Because the economy collapsed and the government made a bunch of rash decisions?
Because I believe that that's when the corporation was set up, and that's when the Federal Reserve was set up.
Why they crashed the economy. The big crash of 1929 was to shock us enough to put in the Federal Reserve. So 9/11 was a shock enough to set in the Unpatriot Act. So with those two acts, one at the beginning of the last century, one at the beginning of this century, we're in control.
You should just drop the mic now, Lonnie. That's exactly what I'm saying. And I've been saying it. This is not going to change. And you spoke earlier about people, just wake up. If you go back,
This is a reality.
It's our reality.
This is what the guys at the Environmental Legal the Community Environmental Legal Defense Fund said. CELDEF said, in this class, they had this bar. And underneath the bar was a flat line of nature, meaning that nature never really played into the rights of anybody's rights. So let's just take that off the table when we're talking about rights, because there's a huge nature's rights right now saying that nature has a right to be protected. But let's leave that off. We're talking human life, right? So at the top of the bar is a thing that says, it's like the XY bar, right? So they're going to build a graph. And so at the top of the Y is centralization, privatization, and preemption. And at the bottom is your civil rights. And basically, when we first founded, we felt like we had a lot of civil rights. We're talking European rights. We're not talking about natives because they were not even considered human beings. And we read that all of those. He took us to the original documents and we read how that was started. And then what happened was, the land rights, they started talking about land. So centralization, privatization, preemption, they started increasing their rights through government and through regulation, creating laws. And so you see this jagged line that goes up, down, up, down, up, down, where every time the centralization and the privatization gets a little bit more strict, it goes up higher. But at the bottom, our rights, we're hanging on. It always goes up and down. And he said, basically, if you turn the graph upside down and you draw a line across the middle where the water line would be, he said, basically, as citizens, we bobble our head up above the water of oppression and then they pull us back down because we get our rights. And then for 80 years, 100 years, it's all great. Everyone gets lazy. And then they're like, boom, they come in like now. They've slammed down the rules pretty hard. But this is the thing he was talking about. We need to reassess what's a win, because getting a win for community rights, getting people engaged in our community, that's a win. That is a win. It's not, we're not, we're,
for us, not for them. Right?
Yes. But you know what? Let's have us have some wins because they've been winning a long time. Like,
yeah, and it's an easy narrative.
Circo is deeply embedded in the United States. This is why I get what you're saying, Maya. This is really very useful information because.
Thank you for letting me spew it because I love Jeff. And if he hears this broadcast, he knows I love him, but he never let me really talk about it. But just some little things like Maureen Baginski going to Circo right after 9/11.
Wow.
And another thing is like, so Circo, okay, so
well,
RCA.
It's no different than Rick Perry, who had the worst nuclear waste spill in the country in Texas that he mishandled. As soon as he lost his election to governor, and a large part of it was his mishandling of the Texas budget and the Texas community, he gets put on the board of the nuclear waste company that had the spill.
Right. Right,
and then a month before he gets nominated to be Secretary of Energy with a husbandry degree. You know, like he studied animals, and he's the person they've hired to be the head of the Energy Department.
What? And I think the problem with the bloated government that we have right now is that they have such an ego problem. The one thing, tracing the corporation names alone is hard enough, but tracing the names of the people that go from, like you can almost bet Obama's going to sit on some board of Circo or one of their subsidiaries. But
this is the issue. Yeah,
you hear the same names over and over and over again. Adam Lanza. Okay, so let's talk about Sandy Hook and false flag terrorism. I can go into MH370 even if you want me to, but. So Circo, you know, Marconi created by RCA, by General Electric. Adam Lanza's father was involved in the Liber scandal, and he worked for GE. So Adam Lanza, you know who he is. He's the parent.
Kid,
Right. So.
And the Liber scandal.
They keep coming up.
Yeah, but the Liber scandal is a banking scandal, correct?
Right, correct. Also, the Keating 5 banking scandal, also 2008 and all of those scandals. All Circo's major shareholders are banks. And, you know, that's, again, public information, so I won't bore you with it. MH370, that disappearance of that plane, they control the radio towers. They can their air traffic control. Why? They control the ping.
Well, look, this is what's
they
wrong
control
with
the
this.
Ping. Yeah,
in their business model, this is what's wrong with America right now. Circo business model. We serve governments. We don't want one corporation serving our government. Let's just take that. Let's just stop right there.
Right.
That their investment, their contracts in our country. Like, seriously, all
goes
of
back,
that.
And it all goes back almost 100 years. And to undo it, why has no one heard of Circo or the corporation, you know, Correction Corporation of America or the Corporation Trust Incorporated? That is so disturbing to me.
This is how they sell themselves. You've read this,
yes.
I'm sure. Nearly all governments are under intense pressure to do more and better with less.
By them. The pressure comes from them.
Of what we call four forces, the more. Mm-hmm. Number one is the more. The relentless increase at rates of above GDP growth of demand for health care and social welfare, blame the poor, largely as a result of aging populations. Now let's talk about old people. The better. The increasing expectations citizens have of quality, accountable, and accessibility of services.
Uh-huh.
This
right.
is so now, outrageous.
It is outrageous, and they've also
been... The less. And
because of a
huge
lawsuit. But in 1994, so in 2012, their growth percentage, and this is another because I'm an accountant and they're forensic accounting, since 1994 to 2012, their growth percentage was 1,200%.
Wow.
That is a mind-boggling number. I feel like if I could put that out on Twitter and someone would go, hey, that's a problem. I should look into that. But then you kind of lose your mojo.
Well, hey, this is what they say about it. It from 2000 to 2010, Circo grew rapidly through a combination of organic growth in existing markets and expansion into new countries and acquisitions.
Right.
Governments acquisition to benefit right. from involving in the private sector in the provisions of services. Wow.
It's pretty big. It's pretty big stuff.
So they basically run our government. They do everything. They do. I mean, when you look at this list of things of what they do, they must be. This is why they can turn people down. They run our health care. This is why they turn down people for operations. They run our hair care. The transportation in America sucks because of them. The justice and immigration, this is why we have those horrible, horrible prisons where people are tortured in our own country. Yeah. And the defense, this is why they're fucking spying on us because they're being told that they need to do this to us.
So and if I disappear today, you're going to know that at least I got it out there. And I'm so grateful. Honestly,
well, if
like
you disappear today, you won't know about it.
Well, and that's kind of what Field McConnell says. You know, if you they controlled the lights. Hold on, I gotta. What was the name of that journalist that was killed in L.A.? I'm talking to you,
Michael
Hastings. Okay, yeah, Serco controlled the lights there. That was them. They like.
What do you mean? Serco controls the lights.
Serco controls parking. Serco controls the timing of the lights in every city.
His car was blown up. Let's just be clear. There was a bomb on the right side of his car that was placed.
Because he was on to something.
Yes.
And yes. And
it was about to disclose some varied stuff that nobody.
And I think it was Serco. And I've been followed by the FBI. Because I do live so close to D.C. And I have a witness, my daughter. I was like, honey, do you see the black car following us? And she's like, yeah, I do, Mom. You need to stop this stuff. And I'm like, I can't. I'm so upset about it. Like, if that's the last thing that I ever get out there is the word about Serco, then I feel like I did a good job.
I don't think they give a crap. They have so much control. Like, this is why Trump is doing what... I mean, people in America actually think Trump is a good guy. Like, I'm stunned. Right. They think he cares about America. He's breaking the Emoluments Clause, and the reason he's getting away with it is because Congress is letting him.
I honestly have a theory on this, and that is that Trump never expected to win. He was a part of that whole plan.
You want to know what my theory is?
What am I going to do now? I want to be deep. I don't want to be here.
I think it's more devious. I think he has been greased. His little ego has been stroked. I don't think he realizes he's part of their plan. I think that's why he was stunned. I think that he has, like, he bought his first property ever from a paint company that happened to be a CIA front.
And they probably have something on him. I'm sure of that.
Well, no doubt they've been using him for a long time. But my point is this. I think that he thought he was just really lucky. They fed his ego. They kept helping him get along the way. He got Mar-a-Lago, which was supposed to be the winter White House. He's had all these super coincidences because he believes he's lucky. But I think he has been kind of like in the Truman Show. They've been playing him all along. And now he's here and he's realizing he has no control and he's livid. And they're setting him up because he's so stupid. His corruption is open.
Right.
This thing about Russia is not an accident. And they're saying, oh, this Comey, those guys in our government know. And at some point they're going to start going, wait a minute, we're letting all this in so that this little punk can get some money? No. I mean, there's a lot of things he's doing. And on top of that, the reason they're letting him do it is they believe in this neoliberal agenda of privatizing everything. What they're doing is quietly passing all these privatizations, like the healthcare law, for example. They did not. They're saying, oh, well, we invited the Democrats. No, they haven't. They've had all closed-door, back-door negotiations between themselves. They haven't even shown the Democrats a copy of the legislation yet. That's the reality. Yeah.
When you have a company like Serco controlling, they also did the security for the Orlando nightclub shooting. When you have a company like that, and JFK was the last one to speak up, and Serco, Stratezic,
So JFK spoke up about Serco?
No, Serco was whatever form of Serco at that time, because they've changed their name all the time. But their security, what they do is a lot of, protection. And when they talk about defense and stuff like that, their company was in charge of security for JFK the day he was killed.
Oh, wow.
in charge of security for 9/11, in charge of security on the day of Sandy Hook, in charge of security for that's.
So what about the Boston bomber? Were they in charge of security that day?
Yes, they were.
I think the Boston bombing was completely a false flag. I don't believe that that was real either.
The two backpack guys have been.
That was hilarious. They were shooting the boat. They were pummeling this boat full of freaking holes. And the guy walked out.
Right.
They have
guys that are an MH370. Again, they have guys wearing backpacks, the same backpacks you'll see in the Boston bombing. Not Sandy Hook so much, but okay. So the Navy SEALs who were at Sandy Hook were the two that were killed in Libya because they were guarding supposedly there's like manganese. It was like 700 tons of manganese, which it really wasn't, but they were guarding that. So these two Navy SEALs that were also at Sandy Hook were killed. Boston bombing were killed in Libya. And they said they died of a heroin overdose, which two Navy SEALs would not die from a heroin overdose. They were guarding this, whatever was going on in the plane. It went from Libya to to Malaysia, where MH370 picked up this cargo, and the cargo went on MH370. MH370 disappears. These two guys are killed the night before. They were the ones guarding that cargo. Then they're killed. Same two guys. You can see the pictures. I've looked at it a million times. Same two guys. Serco. So it's really bad.
Oh, so
it's
they're
really bad.
You mean they took on an assumed identity?
Well, they have. Well, what Serco in the United States, if you look up what they incorporated in Virginia under as a security service where they provide, they say that 85% of their employees come from.
Okay, so I think we're on track. I think the Trump administration is on track with Serco's plan. Timeline of strategy implementation. At the time of reporting the strategy review, we set out how we saw our strategy being delivered successfully over three distinct but dependent phases: stabilize, transform, and grow. 2014, stabilize. Hire new management, identify issues, develop strategy and implementation plan, undertake contract and balance sheet review.
They kill the people that don't agree.
Figure out who their assets are. Stabilize morale. Roll out corporate renewal. 2015 to 17, and we're seeing this happen right now. Strengthen the balance sheet, create more slaves, rebuild confidence and trust with the propaganda machine, improve risk management, get the police out, rationalize portfolio.
That's insane.
Mitigate loss-making contracts, strengthen sector propositions, rebuild business development and pipeline. That's why we had to have the pipelines
going. The Keystone Pipeline. Trump is on
Build differentiated
that.
Capability, improve execution and cost efficiency. So 18 to 2020 is going to be grow. Harvest benefits of transformation, i.e. we have an affirmed banana republic. Leverage scale and capability. Build out geographical footprint. Move into new subsegments and continuously review portfolio. Wow.
Yeah,
Their plan's going along just fine.
Because nothing's going to get in their way. They will kill people. They will. It's so frustrating. But if people are aware that there is a major corporation, they talk about this New World Order. It is the Corporation Trust Incorporated. It is Serco. It is the Correction Corporation of America. They're all the same people. They've been running us since 1929 when, they took a train in, 1913, I think, or 14, when they took the train and no one could know the last names and all the same names are board members of Serco. So it's easy to put together.
How did you find out about Serco? How did you get into this?
Abel Danger. Field McConnell, his sister. Well, how many minutes do we have left?
About 10.
Okay. So his sister, Christine Marcy, is a nefarious character who started, and kind of funny, I was actually a recipient of one of her small business administration loan grants. But I went down a rabbit hole, found this guy. He's out there speaking the truth every day. He's very hard to listen to. So you have to kind of be really sad or be me in the place I was in my life to sit through his podcast. But he does a podcast with an engineer that worked for an oil company. It's on YouTube, ABEL Danger. And he's never been sued. He's not been killed. He tells everything. His sister is a shadow government, a killer, and he's the one who did it for me. He's the one who sent me down that rabbit hole. I'm trying to find my notes on her. Walking around a farm with notes, but in bare feet, which is just absolutely delicious. And thank you for having me today, Lonnie. I truly appreciate it. I really do.
The company is worth four and a half billion dollars. The company, Serco.
Well, by
U.S. dollars.
So Field McConnell's sister was the senior counsel for the INS detention and deportation. She created.
Wait a minute. Say that again. What'd you say?
Christine Marcy, Field McConnell's sister. You asked how I got into this. She, in 1979, she created, at the request of Jimmy Carter, the Senior Executive Service. So she has been behind all of this nefarious activity.
Wow.
Maureen Baginski, all of that stuff. She's a senior counselor for the INS Detention and Deportation Program. Serco does run all of our visa programs. So if you hear about, well, how did so-and-so get in the country? Well, if you're Serco and you own the visa, you know, if you can control visas, if you control air traffic, if you control the prisons, and you want to talk about crisis actors, which a lot of people don't really want to talk about.
It's not run by our federal government?
No, it is not. It is a contract to Serco under one of their subsidiaries and their names, which are hundreds.
This is why our immigration process is such a freaking mess, because our government's not running it.
Right.
And they're not really running it. We don't have public services. So, and are they running other of our, what we consider to be government aid? Like, okay, the
healthcare, education. There's a lot of contracts.
What do you mean education? Who's running how do they run the education?
Well, they created all of the books and they wrote the plan for the, I have a child.
The No Child Left Behind, these new programs.
No, that's my first child. That was the first child.
Common Core. I think it's called Common Core. Right.
Correct. They wrote that. $125 billion contract for Obamacare, which they screwed up, and then Canada had to take it over because the website wouldn't work.
So Serco wrote Common Core?
Serco isn't. Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm going to go back to what I learned last weekend, and I can't wait to ask these people when I talk to them again. From what I understand, if we have community rights, when we get acknowledged at the state level to have community rights, as a community, we can say, we want to do business with as much as possible outside of this group, and we are not going to accept their books. We're not going to accept their curriculum for our students.
The indoctrination.
Yes, we will be equal footing with them, with the government, and it's a matter of asserting your rights.
Right. How do you get people to conform? You indoctrinate them.
Well, look, the way we also get people to conform is honestly, Maya, I'm going to tell you what. This is why I'm going to school. This is why I talk to people.
Right.
This summer, I found out this information. I am literally going to knock on doors. I'm spending my time over the summer. As soon as school's out, I'm contacting this organization because there is a petition in Lane County to get Lane County to have community rights and a petition to change our constitution to allow all the other municipalities to have municipal rights so that when they pass things, they don't have to have if the Constitution of the state allows, my understanding is if the Constitution allows for municipalities to have equal rights, that they're granted by the state already. So it helps them to have the community rights, but if the state acknowledges it already, they're already a foot up. Because when you have your community rights, you get to define what's important to your community.
And you have to start there because you can't beat the big guys. But Common Core is something that needs to be overturned. Texas has a lot of work in that area. But Trump ran. One of the things he said was, I'm going to get rid of Common Core. You don't hear a peep about it. And that scares me. So I believe you're right in what you said earlier, that he's indoctrinated into the CERCO system. I don't think he has a choice.
Betsy DeVos is Eric Prince's sister. How can that be good for our government?
Correct.
Let's be very clear. Forget all the other horrible things she's doing. I mean, she is a wrecking ball to the Department of Education on purpose. They have wanted to do this since Newt Gingrich was in Congress. Yep. They did this to all of South America, which is why we have South Americans fleeing to the north, because we went in and destroyed their
Venezuela. Democracy. Right.
Look at Pinochet. This is Pinochet 2.0. This is Nixon 2.0.
Do you know what's funny? I went to school in South America, and I graduated from high school there, and I lived two doors from Pinochet. So it was just really, that's kind of funny that you brought that up. I'm like, oh, yeah, there's that, too.
Is he like Trump?
Is he what?
Was he like Trump, a complete bloviating idiot?
I never saw him. I lived two doors from him, but I used to have to walk to school, and his guards would click their guns at me. And I'd be like, eventually I just got to the point where I was like, fuck you. Just shoot me. I'm walking to the bus, dude. You're cool. I'm not. I get it. But no, I mean, he was put in by Bush. I mean,
put in by Nixon.
By Nixon.
He was actually put in by the CIA. Nixon and the CIA.
Which would be Bush.
And this is all Alan Greenspan's little cooked up plans, the Chicago Boys, his neoliberal agenda. The whole idea was to privatize everything. And he knew, actually, in studying him, he knew that it wouldn't work. That's why they have to bring in the military, because the people are going to object. But before they push back and get their democracy. Right. He surmised that the rich people could get so rich that the poor people couldn't catch up fast enough.
Well, this is the last thing I'll say, because I know we're running out of time. Allende was overthrown by the CIA, which George Bush was the head of at the time.
That's exactly right. That's right.
Okay, so then in addition to that, Barbara Bush is the granddaughter of, Aleister McCrally or whatever. Aleister Crowley or whatever. So this is it is eugenics. It is all... It's just right out there for all of us to see. And I feel like I can breathe a sigh of relief for getting my, Jeff would never let me talk this long about CERCO. So I am just.
Oh, well, please come
grateful.
Back. I want to talk more about it, actually. I really definitely.
It's pretty freaking fascinating stuff.
Well, we have an obligation to talk about it. I mean, that's really the bottom line, is we don't have an opportunity to, really at least come up with a different way of viewing it, because we do have, I believe that it's our duty to save our children. And unless we change these things, and they'll just collapse in on themselves. But there are things we can do to push back. And I'm serious.
Research.
Happiness is resistance. Be happy and get engaged. When you're getting engaged, that makes you happier. It makes you feel less victimized. We are really living in a battered woman situation. We don't really have
power.
A shelter to go to, right? So... Well, look,
we have 30 seconds. Thank you so much, Lonnie.
You know what, Maya? Thank you for joining us. I really hope you will come back with us.
Anytime.
I encourage everybody to put your courage feet on. Take some action. And if you think my ideas are half-cocked, go find yours and get engaged in them, because we have a crisis going on in our country and on our environment. And our children deserve to have a better life. And our great-grandchildren deserve to be able to at least have a chance of a life. So put your courage feet on. We'll talk to you guys, I guess, Monday. Take care.
Ozzy Skateboard, and you're listening to UCY.TV.